to let it out, yo. This is your host, Rubenati.
And your boy, Rip.
And you're about to listen to a new episode, Let It Out Show.
All right, y'all, listen up.
So, the state's opening up.
Yes, I heard something about that. Not
DeSantis
entirely,
or something like that.
Not entirely, but it's opening up somehow. I heard the restaurants are opening up 25% capacity inside and outside. They can open up outside, like outdoors.
Yeah, you can eat outside.
6 feet, the tables have to be 6 feet away from each other. So.
And Georgia's opening movie theaters.
In Georgia?
Yeah.
And barbershops?
Yeah.
Yeah, not here.
Not here.
We ain't get there yet. I guess we are by stage, and we on stage one.
Which is good, probably.
It's something, yeah. I guess people are kind of not forgetting, but actually learning to live with it and taking all the precautions as a normal thing. That's a normal day, you know what I mean? Like a daily
thing. They say this is the new norm.
Yeah.
The new normal.
And I think that's how it's going to stay, man.
That's cool.
People are going to have that little voice in the back of the head of
be careful, be clean.
Yeah.
Kind of sad that should have been there all along, but it's really there now.
Exactly. I seen a picture of a kid sitting on the shopping cart and he was licking the handle of it.
Yep.
I was like, oh,
yep.
Oh man, that's so
kids,
terrible.
Man. I mean, think Kevin's never done that. You never go out to eat and you put him in a little booth and the first thing he wants to do is,
oh yeah, but you know, we come
with wipes. Before we sit in the chair, we wipe the whole thing down.
I always clean the table down when he sits because I know that's exactly what you're going to do.
Exactly, that's kids for you, man.
But you know, the shopping carts get touched by a lot of people.
Just like a
gas pump. You know what I mean?
Same thing.
I never realized it until now. When this is happening, it's like
you start thinking.
I never thought about it.
Now you wonder why there's a little hand sanitizer bottle on the post.
Yeah.
That's why.
I went to put on gas the other day, and this lady came out of her car and started cleaning the pump, like the handle of the thing, right?
Yeah.
She was cleaning it with, like, spray it out and wipe it down. And then I'm like, I never thought of that. I mean, like, she's into something here.
Yeah, you probably be touching it, rubbing on your face.
Oh, yeah. Think of this. So let's say I don't know if you've ever done this, right? You go by, stop at McDonald's, drive through, get some food, and you haul ass, right? So you're eating and driving at the same time.
Yep.
All of a sudden you need gas.
Yep.
So you stop at a gas station,
get out,
fill up.
Yep.
You sit back down in your car,
keep on eating.
And you're still hitting them French fries.
Now, before any of that happened, guess what else? Guess what you touch when you drive? What do you touch?
What do you mean?
What do you touch when you're driving your car?
The steering wheel.
How many times you cleaned it?
Never. Every time I get in the car.
Never ever clean your steering wheel.
Yeah, before the COVID-19 deal, I didn't barely wipe that thing down. Like my cell phone, I don't wipe my cell phone as often as I'm supposed to.
You should.
The remotes in the house.
Okay.
When Kevin was born, I kind of got into these cleaning things.
Yeah.
Things like that, like the remote. The door handles, even though he don't reach them yet, he's
on his way.
He didn't. He does now. I mean, you know what he did to me?
I went outside.
I was taking care of him on a couple of Sundays ago. It was just him and myself, and I went to throw away the trash. So he was sitting in the couch watching TV, and I was like, "Kevin, I'll be right back." Boom! I left, and luckily I have my car key.
Yeah.
For some other reason, I guess I went to get something in the car and whatnot. But I had the keys in my car. I had the keys in my pocket. And I went to throw away the trash. And when I came back, the door was locked. Yeah, I went outside.
Okay.
It's right by my door. There's a trash can. I went,
throw
it away. Came back in. The door was locked.
What? He knows how to lock the door.
Unlock
my door, boy.
And then I was like, for a second, I was like, holy, my mind real quick went like,
break into my own house or something.
And then I touched my pocket and I was like, oh, yes.
Whew.
Yes. And apparently he did that to his nanny as well. And she wasn't that lucky. Like, she was lucky because somebody came in right on it.
Okay.
Uh, her daughter got home at the same time that happened, and she was like, "Oh, thank God you're here," you know.
Woo, yeah. This
freaking kid locked me out.
Sure enough.
So he see you walking out the door.
He gonna lock it.
He gonna lock it.
You know right why? That's probably what y'all do.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
These day and age, we're keeping the door locked.
Yep. All kids the time. Learn, man. They learn real quick.
Hey, man. There's always different type of slangs on and depend on what job you're doing, right? If you are a plumber, they have a language. If you're an electrician, they have these other different language.
Okay.
If you're a doctor, you know, I guess they have different languages for different things.
That right? makes sense. Yeah, exactly.
Different slangs, different names. They call things something. In order for you to know what that is with that name,
you gotta work there.
You need, yeah, exactly. So. I was talking to a plumber, and he was like, "Hey man, the worst thing is when this thing gets plucked up, and these damn, what do you call it? Oh, he called it cotton mice."
Huh?
You know what that is?
Nope. Cotton mice?
Yes.
These cotton mice. No idea. Never heard that one.
A tampon.
Oh, okay.
Because
that's a little tail.
Yes. So I'm like,
cotton
mice. And he kept talking. Then I was like, man, so hold on.
Hold on. Let's go back real quick.
What the heck?
What you talking about?
What is that? He goes, "You don't know what that is?" And I said, "I'm not a plumber, bro."
Exactly.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about. He goes, "That is this." And he explained that it was a tampon. You know what women use when they're on their days. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I guess when women flush that down, eventually it'll back up. It'll stop somewhere and it'll clog up the whole thing.
I thought you're not supposed to flush them. Oh, but some do, and then
there's like people flush the t-shirts and stuff like that down the toilet.
There's some dumb.
So yeah. I thought that was hilarious because then cotton I started mice. Thinking, yeah,
it makes so much sense. That's exactly what it looks
he
like.
He says some That's other like... stuff. He says some other words that I don't kind of remember right now. But all the listeners, man, if you are a plumber, or electrician, or whatever you're in, just send us any type of slang words.
Yeah, I want to hear about
so I can get a gig out of that. For example, I'm an electrician, right? And we use these covers on a construction, on a new construction, for example. When you're doing the electrical and you put a switch, right? You put the box.
Okay.
There's no drywall yet, right?
Yeah.
Just picture the box with the wires and all that type of stuff in there, right?
Yeah.
Before you put the drywall in there, you got to put this thing called we call it mud ring.
A mud ring.
It makes no sense, right? Because there's no mud involved and none of that stuff, right? Uh-huh. But there is. Because what is it called? What the finishers, the drywallers, the guy that installed the drywall, they use this white thing to cover holes and stuff like that.
Okay.
They call it mud.
Ah.
So, this is in South Florida that we use that term.
Okay.
So I was talking to somebody one day talking about, "Hey, pass me the... working with somebody, just pass me a mud ring," and they were like, "What?" You know what I mean? Like, they had no, and they were electricians.
There ain't no mud around here.
They were electricians as well, but they were from up north.
Different area.
Yeah, they have no idea.
What do they call it up there?
P-ring.
Oh, okay.
And that's new for me. I'm
P-ring. What's a P-ring?
Where's a P for?
What's the explanation for it?
I didn't ask, but I was like, P-ring?
It's a mud ring, boy. Come on.
And both of the names are wrong. It's not...
Oh, it's not either.
It's not really what you call it when you go to the store and buy it, okay? But that's the interesting part for me about the slang. That's what I'm going for. So all the listeners out there, just, you know, how to get us on the social media. Send me something, man. I want to know. I want to get a kick out of this on how do we call different things.
I got one. You know the pair of tools? So most people call them cutters. It's a pair of pliers that has a handle and a small cutting jaw on it. You know,
side cutters.
Side cutters. That's the real name for it. But everybody else calls them dykes. You ever heard of that?
Yes.
First time I heard that, I was like,
"Yes.
Don't say that. What are you saying?" They're like, "What, man? I need my dykes." And I don't know why they call them that.
It's just like the
muttering.
The pair of clines.
Okay.
You know what a clines? You know what that is? When I say, you know what a pair of clines?
I think it's pliers.
Right.
Pliers, okay.
You know why they call it, in the electrical area, world, they call it Klein's because that's Klein Tools. Klein's is a tool. It's a brand.
Klein Tools. Oh, okay.
So they use a pair of Klein's. all the electricians that know, they hear him right now, know what I'm talking about.
Pair of clients.
It's a pair of pliers. That's pretty much it. But we call it a pair of clients because that's our favorite brand. That's the best brand that we can. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's so cool.
Yeah, man. And I know in every work area, on every different work you could do, there is a bunch of stuff that we have no clue. Like, if you...
How about Bobcat?
That's the brand.
That's the brand. But everybody, it don't matter if John Deere makes it. It don't matter if Hyster makes it. It don't matter who makes it. You call it a Bobcat.
Yeah, going by the brand. Okay. It's crazy.
It's kind of the crazy thing.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And none of those are right. They're actually called a skid steer. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's actually a skid steer.
It's crazy because if you ask somebody who's been doing it for a while and messing with it for a while, they don't even know that.
They'll be like, what? No, it's not. It's called a Bobcat. Then why does it say John Deere on the side? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even if they've been driving it for quite a bit, they have no idea what the actual name is.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I was thinking about that this morning. And I have to bring this up.
Yeah.
Brave, you know what I'm saying? Because I think it's interesting. And I know the listeners will get a kick out of it. Just say, hey, send us, you know, where to find us. Rubenati on Facebook. Rubenati on Instagram. Rubenati. What else?
Spotify.
Yeah, everywhere.
We own yours at Facebook.
And on Twitter as well. Just type Rubenati, let it out. Even let it out, Rubenati, wherever you type. Well, there. We're the only ones, man. We're the only ones with the Rubenati.
We're the only best
name,
ones. You right.
Of course.
You right.
So what else you got, man? What you got going on? Other than Corona.
Corona? Well, I this biking thing, bro. So, I mean, it's kind of part of Corona, but more personal for me. Been biking a lot, and I didn't realize it kind of whoops you up.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard. It's. I mean, the first few days was easy, but kind of hurting. Butt kind of hurting. We've been biking a lot, and I'm kind of getting into it. It's cool.
You and a lot of people are too, man. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing now.
It's nice. It's and Florida. We haven't. I don't know what's up with this weather. It's beautiful lately.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
It's so nice. Like 60s, 70s. It gets warm. Around 3 or 4, and then it starts cooling back down. It's
nice. Yesterday when I left work yesterday, man, I got in my car and I was like, man.
Put the windows down.
I did.
Like,
and I was blasting music.
Yeah.
Too. I was blasting music. I know that if anybody saw me from work, they were like, look at this.
He's so happy to be off work or something. That's wild.
I was singing and I was having a good time, man, enjoying the ride home. It's
true.
Oh, and then I got home. Of course, okay, I'm doing this planting thing. I told you, right?
I'm planting
some tomatoes and all that type of stuff. The plants are beautiful, by the way. They're all, most of them are out.
Okay.
90% of the plants are already out and they are around, they're about 1 inch to 2 inch.
Nice.
High. So, they still weak. I can't transplant them yet.
Yeah.
But
they're growing strong.
They're growing real good. And then, so every time I get home, I grab my son and I like it. Let's go outside.
Yeah.
And he loves it. That's our time outside.
Yeah.
So while he's kicking stuff and playing with dirt, I'm messing with my plants.
There you go. Outside time. Boy time.
My girl,
we could be like the same person. Let's do the same exact thing. That's so crazy. Go ahead though.
So here's what happened. I'm taking care of these plants like they're my kids. Like I
yeah, they're your babies. Listen, I call them my babies. I'm gonna try to take care of my babies. Okay. They are.
Yeah, I talk to them and I'll be talking to them. So I'm outside, I'm doing my thing, and then my girl comes out to the backyard, right? She went to tell me something. And I turned around and started talking to her. Next thing I lost track of Kevin for 2 seconds.
Oh, goodness.
He was playing with sand.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So he had a little plastic cup and he's throwing the sand. Like, grabbing it, throwing it. And he's laughing about it.
Having a good time.
I could hear him laughing.
He's having a good time.
Then he went and moved closer to my plants and poured sand all over it. Okay. It looked like a slow motion. I saw him and I was like, no. And by the time he saw me and he was like,
what?
He kind of stuck. He got stuck there, but the sand was still dropping. Yeah.
What the hell did I do wrong?
So my girl felt super bad and she thought it was her fault. Oh, it's my fault. Don't worry about it. So we started like taking the sand off the thing. Because
the
in my
and everything.
Yeah, in my mind, I said, okay, if I leave this sand here, it's gonna create some sort of
barrier.
Yes, I'm freaking out.
Man. That's your babies. Gotta take care of them.
So she's like, it's sand, bro. Like, it'll like be all right. You got good soil underneath it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she is right. And I'm like, no, 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 this is not good. No. Oh my.
Plants, they don't grow on sand. They had, they can't do it. Even though all of Florida is sand, like.
I was freaking out to the fullest, man. Like, I didn't get mad at him. He's a baby. He's playing, but.
He don't know.
I was like, oh no, man. And anyway, we took. Hopefully, I didn't kill them. I can't wait to get home, man.
They good. Bro, so, I thought we had all this rain. You know how happy they are right now? Yeah, they just like, oh, yeah.
Now, here's a problem I have.
Yeah.
I water my plants every day. I don't put a lot of water, just a little bit to moist the soil, right?
Like 10, 20 minutes every day, just moisture, moisture, moisture.
The problem that I had is that I watered them yesterday.
Uh-huh.
This morning when I woke up, it was raining.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, am I putting too much water in it? Because the water plus the rainwater?
Nope. You know what I always thought? You know where the plants on this planet grow the best, strongest, most variety naturally?
Swamp?
Nope. Better than the swamp.
Ocean?
Ooh. I don't know about the ocean. But that's a good one to think about, ocean. That could be a good candidate. I was thinking rainforest. It rains every day for 5 hours.
And they have barely any sun because the bottom ones because the trees are covering everything.
And it's just I don't know if there's such a thing as too much water for plants. I think they just love it. Which brings me back to what you said about the ocean. Think about ocean plants.
You have to mix it with sun.
Yeah, I mean they get sun.
Like
too.
Right now, the sun is heightened right now. So
the plants are probably like, thank you. Like, we need a break from all that sun.
I hope so, because there's been a couple of days that I get there, the soil is dry.
Dry.
I water it and As long as I see the water going down, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see the water sitting in the top and not going down, that means it's too dry.
It's too dry to even go in. You got to even go down. Holes in it.
Exactly. So as long as the water keeps going down, I'm kind of good. And by the way, for everybody who's listening, I'm not a pro about this, okay? I just want to plant some food.
Yeah, man. You just want your stuff to grow.
And my my main goal about this is to, when everything is said and done and I actually got my tomatoes and my lettuce. I want to make a salad from my garden.
A own homemade salad.
Definitely, man. And I want to make my own dressing. I it's a goal that I have. I mean, it's probably stupid for a lot of people. Sounds stupid or whatever. But that's what I want to do. I want to do a salad because I didn't grow up. How am I explaining this to you, man? I don't eat a lot of vegetables, right?
True.
When I was growing up, my mom always served it to me.
Salad.
Every
salad,
day. Salad. Yes.
Yeah.
Eat it. And I was like, nah, I don't eat that.
Wow.
So now, I don't know where it came from. I'm loving onions.
Yeah, they're good.
Lettuce, tomatoes, like everything. I put
taste buds are mature.
Listen, okay, man, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, onion and garlic, those are my two go-tos. I love them on everything, man. That's delicious.
But I got to take advantage of this moment.
Okay.
My body's asking for it, and I'm going to give it to him, man.
True that. Yeah, man. And salad is good, too.
Anyway, I think that's my goal is just to do that and to feed my family with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, whatever y'all eat, like serve a nice salad. And say, you know what? Whatever y'all eating out of here right now,
we grew it right in the backyard.
In the backyard. That's the important. My parents always told my dad always told me, man, you have to plant, man, you have to plant. Always make sure you have some in your house. And when this happened, this pandemic stuff, and everybody was going crazy, and there was no food. Remember?
Yeah.
I was like, man.
I should have done that,
you know what I'm saying? And I
still can. That's okay. At least you started. Most people didn't even start. So,
what's your goal on this? What is your motive about?
I'm planting. I just want my yard to be lively and thriving. I'm mostly planting grass and small plants. So, right now I just have weeds and dirt in a lot of places. So I'm trying to. I just want it to be lush grass so we can go outside and play.
Yeah.
I don't want to go outside and play in the grass and there's like pokey weeds, a patch of dirt, some nasty junk. Like, I want to go outside and like lay on grass. Like, watch the stars at night on grass. Like, cut the grass. I don't want to cut the dirt. I don't want to cut the weeds.
Talking about grass, I don't know what it is in front of my yard, but I know. There's a septic tank. Septic tank is in the front yard.
Yep.
and somehow it's caving in.
It's like going down?
Yes, like a square.
In or up?
Down.
Oh.
So I gotta buy some rocks and throw around that area.
Yeah, do something.
Because so my son plays in front of the yard, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing about this is the grass grows taller there than anywhere else.
Yeah,
because
it's getting that poop.
Yeah. When I cut the grass, I cut it and everything. And I mean, 2 days later, the grass is still down, but right in that square is.
Dang. Yeah, what do you do? But I've seen that before. Look
weird as hell. So what I did was I got tired of that crap. And yesterday, was it yesterday, the day before? I cut the grass and I cut it real short. I'm talking about, you know, you got a haircut, you pass a zero on your
oh,
head.
Oh, dang, yeah. You put all the way down.
You can see the dirt.
All right? Wow.
Like a golf course.
Right oh, my goodness.
I went low. It was hard because I was pushing the thing on them. I don't have a ride home.
And now what about today? All that rain?
So today it's we don't have rain.
Yes, I need rain on my boots.
Yeah, we're going to get on him now. Wait until he gets home. That's what the grass is saying. Wait until his dad gets home. We're going to be out here.
Ooh, wee. That's but, good, though. I like outside, you know. That's another goal for me, and it's happening slowly. Just like you, I come home. First thing I do, I go grab Mason. We go outside. And same thing, I put him on the ground. I give him a little plastic, like a little handheld shovel. And sometimes he takes the water hose, but sometimes he just takes that. And just digging. Digging stuff, digging. He sees me digging something, because he digs what I'm digging. If I pull a weed, he's like, yeah, let me get some of the leaves. You know, he's just doing stuff. But yesterday, two of the girls came out too. And they started kind of playing around. Can I help? Yes, you can. Here you go. So now they're out there, you know, just some outside time. Just anything you do with your, to me, anything you do with your hands is the most rewarding work on the world. Personally, I just love working with my hands. That's why I like fixing cars. That's why I like building stuff in my house. I like planting stuff. I like to do stuff with my two hands, like that I did. Because then you get to look back at it like,
yeah, definitely.
I did that. That was nice.
I did this before, this planting thing, where I used to live in the past. And let me tell you, this is the first time I did it in the U.S. In Puerto Rico, when I was growing up, I did it all the time with my dad. But in my own place, my own yard, boom. Years ago.
It's like, that was your dad. This is yours. Yeah, it's like, all Ruben Aries.
Yes, just me. It's about 10 years ago. Nice. Now, I was as excited as I am now. And I remember when the first flower came out and being, calling everybody. And people, you know, my friends were like, okay.
Big deal.
What do you want me to do? Just shut up.
Just be happy for me.
Yeah, you're going to have some tomatoes later on. I ain't going to give you nothing.
Nope, remember you didn't touch my plant.
Yo, I called my whole family. Come on, man, check it out. Video of my family, my Puerto Rico. Mom, check this out. So right now, I'm like, Mom, look. My mom is like, oh, that's so beautiful. You know, it's like,
she's your hype man.
I'm excited. And I remember when the flower comes out, you know the fruit coming after that.
Yep.
So when the fruit came out, oh, man. I was like, my son
he
was
called
born.
Called president.
It was like when my son was born. You know, that excitement that... What? Because you did
that. Baby.
I put the seed down. And I make sure that...
I nurtured it. I spent time with it.
Here is something I noticed. When you're doing this planting thing, if you press on the soil too much...
Yeah.
It'll take way longer for the seeds, for the
That's
plant
right.
to come out.
Through. Yeah.
Because it's harder for the plant to come out. You know what I'm saying? It's compacted.
Yeah.
So when you look at TV or something like that, that's what they do.
You see,
they put the plant, they packed it down. So I learned over the time that I did it, that you just loosen it, you just put there, you shake it like that.
Yeah.
Put your finger through.
Put the seed
through,
in it. Put the seed.
Drop the seed, and then put some. What I do is that I put some more dirt on it.
Oh, okay.
I don't cover it up with the same dirt as that. I just
pour
some dirt on it and let it be. And,
next thing you know.
And this time I did it. Oh, yeah. My mom said it'll take about 2 weeks, you know, and in 4 days, the plant, the tomatoes came out in 4 days.
It takes 4 weeks in Puerto Rico?
No, 2 weeks. About 2 weeks. But a week and a half, 2 weeks for the plants to actually come out.
Wow. A year, less.
It took 4 days.
Nice.
The tomatoes went out, went quick.
By the way.
And that was my you know, I wasn't expecting that to happen because when I bought the seats online on eBay, the seats came to my house and they didn't look right. It was like, what is this?
Huh, yeah.
I mean, this don't look right.
Well, they look, how they look. I mean, I don't know what tomato seats.
Because tomato seats, when I seen them, they are, they kind of hard, little, but they kind of hard. Okay. These ones were kind of spongy. Kind of a little bit of humidity on them too. And I'm like, man, I think
they got rotten or something.
I think they messed me up. You know, they probably sent me some other shit. Maybe they did. I mean, the plant's still plant, yeah. But it looks like a tomato.
Okay, all right, yeah, we'll see.
It looks like a tomato plant.
It's flowering though. It's flowering. Or just
no,
green.
It's just then two little leaves that comes out first. That's where I'm at.
That's right good. Now.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm gonna let everybody know, and I probably put. I don't know about Facebook. I don't know about putting all this stuff on Facebook because
why?
People don't care.
How do you know?
I don't know. I don't think people care about that stuff.
I care.
But I'm gonna update everybody for it.
Yep.
Just for the shit of it. I'm gonna send a picture.
And actually, you know what? I need to do the same thing. I forgot to take a picture of the before. I do like before and after. Everybody on the planet loves before and after. So you can take a before picture.
Oh, I did took that.
You did that? Yes. Okay. Yes, and then later on, you can do it after.
Yeah, I took a picture almost every day.
Or like 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, you know what I mean? Something like that. Yeah.
What else you got going, man?
That's pretty much it. Just really enjoying this time with my family. It's really been exciting. Still a little bit of a struggle with the homeschooling thing. Like, that's different, but...
Yeah, you're being a teacher now. You're being a teacher on top of parenting, you know?
It's different. But and a little bit more structure. I didn't realize. You know what public school provides? I didn't know. Public school provides is structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after you go through your school and you graduate, you forget that you used to hear the bell, you know, to tell you to change class.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
I'm like, the bell to go.
What is he doing? What is it a phone? Like? It's not like a phone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you were sounding like, but you hear the signal and that tells you to do something. Yes, you hear the signal, it tells you to do something. So you're groomed throughout your school to be like, okay, there's something I need to do. Well, if you're at home, there's nothing to tell you and nothing. You're just sitting there like,
they're prepping for college. That's how college is, man. That's really how college is. You really go to class if you want to.
And you gotta make sure you
do the job. You do the job by a certain date or not. You know.
Yeah.
And you're gonna fail.
Hey, this is the test date. Are you ready? I don't know. Well, get ready.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that. I think we all have to make sure. You know. Also, we all have to realize that being a teacher is not as easy as it looks.
No, not at all. That's tough.
You know.
Very tough.
And it's a hard work and. Hopefully parents. There's some parents that are a pain in the ass and they don't appreciate what teachers do. And hopefully with these, that changes.
They'll see. They'll definitely. I definitely see. I see and enjoy it and I like it. About to wrap this up into a commercial.
Yeah, let's get to it. We'll be right back, yo.
Yeah, I can't. Welcome back.
And we back.
So, just like kids are learning different skills, one of the skills I've never learned, I want to learn, is how to sharpen a knife the right way.
Oh, I'm terrible, man. I'm telling you. I feel like I'm less of a man because of it.
Yeah, it is. It's
one of those things that I need to do in order for me to complete my manhood.
Always carry a knife. I always have one. My dad's always had one. I just don't know how to sharpen it. And it's sad. And I know you can buy like the little...
I have one, but it still
sucks.
It's like I probably pushed too hard on it or something. I probably fucked the knife up.
I think it's because they suck. You gotta have the stone, man.
But how... You know what I'm saying? Like, I messed up the knife.
With the stone?
With everything. I'm terrible. I'm telling you. I'm terrible at it. And then I see beat my dad, yo. He was sharpening the knife in like 2 seconds. And with another knife, he takes one knife. He got two knives in his hands, right?
Okay.
And with these two knives, he sharpened both of them. Like a chef.
And it works?
Yeah. He does it all the time. And then he goes downward, like towards his hand. Like, it's like watching him do it. It's like, oh my goodness.
Maybe that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, no, I guess, but yes. I ain't about to do that.
I bet you that knife is so sharp.
Boy, I tell you, I bet you, if I do it like that, I probably end up cutting my finger off.
Off.
Because it's going...
Not cutting your finger.
No, I probably got to... Because the knife is going towards your hand. You feel me? Like, and you're going at full speed.
No, you...
Can,
what?
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Never mind. You will not have your finger.
Boy, I seen it, man. I seen it when he be... Because when I was a kid, he used to, you know, he kill a rabbit, right? Like a rabbit. He'll kill it to cook it. And he'll... I told you this story before. He traumatized me and my friend because... And we were there helping him, and we killed the rabbit, right? When he's dead, I see blood coming out and all that stuff, right? Then he's skinning the rabbit.
Yeah.
Then he skinned the whole thing, and then he created a pup. Like, he put his hand through the skin, through the... So, I remember my dad putting his hand through the fur, right?
Okay.
And now, imagine his hand is controlling the head of the bunny. Okay.
Like a puppet.
Like a puppet. And he turns around, like, we behind him. So he turns around, he goes, da-da-da-da. He started talking with it. And I was like, what the? We just killed him.
He's back alive. He thought it was alive.
We just started running. Listen, it probably sounds stupid, but I was so
freaking.
You're
a kid.
Yeah, I was a kid. He traumatized the crap out of me with that. That's but good. I remember him taking the knives and going and doing that. Bro, and it was sharp. I mean, real sharp. Real
sharp. Can't do that.
So I have to learn how to do that. And listen, I bought at my house. I have like 6 of those sharpening devices that you
put. Which is the handle?
No,
is that like the white X's or something.
Yes, and you're
supposed to just run it up and down, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
It doesn't work for me either.
It kind of works for like 3 cuts, and then it goes back to, it gets worse than what it was. So I'm not doing something right.
I know. Me neither.
Yeah. Hey, if
you gotta have the old school skill set to do that. I'm telling you, you gotta just. You know what? You know what's another good one? Is sharpening drill bits.
I can do that.
Can you do that one?
I can do that. It's just the knives that I'm kind of dumb about that.
I know some guys are really good at it, but I can't get that right either.
But I'm gonna, you know how in this day and age you can learn anything on YouTube. So
I YouTubed it.
I'm gonna. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You still can rock it.
I mean, just like yours, like it'll work for a little bit, or it'll ruin the knife, and then I'm like, all right, so. See, here's my thing too. I'm more, if I ruin it, who's gonna fix it?
But
I can't fix it.
Once it's ruined, I don't know, man.
And then I might as well just let it be dull and suck for a while, and then finally be like, hey man, you know somebody that sharpens a knife? Hey man, you know somebody that sharpens a knife? Hey, I know, I can do it. Yeah. Here you go, here's my knife.
In Puerto Rico, when I was a kid, there was a guy he had like a little cart.
Yeah.
Right, that he pushes around, and he'll do that for you.
He sells
oranges.
Okay.
And he had this little machine that he goes and turn it and takes all the stuff out of the orange, the outside of it,
okay,
and give it to you nice and clean and cut. I mean, it was really cool. So
nice.
He also, besides selling oranges, he'll sharpen knives and stuff like that.
That's what I need. Where's he at?
For a certain amount of,
tell him come over here.
I mean, a dollar or two, I guess.
Hey, whatever. I'll hook him up.
But he had a little thing that he did it with. I forgot what it was, but I've seen it, and this is something I've been fascinated for a long time, and I don't know why, but I want to get one when I get a chance. And it's back in the days they had a sharpener. It's like a grinder with a big. It's like a rocks, like a stone.
Okay.
That you pedal and it'll turn.
Okay.
And then you put your knife on top of it.
Oh, they used to sharpen the big swords with. Like,
yes. I always wanted to get one of them things. I think they're so cool. And I don't know why.
Big behind thing.
But I would like to get one. But I want to get one like old school, you know what I'm saying? Like, that looks old and refurbished.
What are you gonna do with it?
I like to put it in my house as a decoration. But
as a decoration,
yes. But I also want to be able to use it. You feel what I'm saying?
It's sharper. What, your Excalibur sword from the Camelot castle?
I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah. I have a couple of machetes at home.
I don't think you can do machetes on that. Can you?
And machete is huge. Why not? If you can do a sword, you can do
it's
a machete.
It's for doing... I mean, swords are big. I mean, how big is your machete?
Machete is kind of about...
Normal size?
3 feet.
Like a 3-foot one. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's for doing swords with like a 5-inch blade.
I think I could cut it. But besides that, I like it because I want to... I like the way it looks.
Looks cool.
It looks pretty cool. And I can sit that on into my girl so I get that shit out of the house.
You know what I mean? What is that? A small bench grinder.
I have
a better idea?
I have one. No, but I like the idea of having that old piece of crap in my house somewhere.
Why don't you buy something else that's old and beat up?
No, like, I want that. And listen, I looked into it, but they're really expensive. Like the ones that, you know, that they fix and what do you call that?
Like refurbish?
Yes, it's refurbished, but, you know, they really, really hook it up. Like, and make it look new with the old style, with the old look.
Yeah.
But shiny and...
And works.
Yeah, and it works and stuff like that. And they're pretty pricey, so... I guess I'm looking for...
Maybe when you get rich, you can buy
a cheaper one.
All it is, that's to me, it's just an antique.
Yes.
So you need to go to like a flea market. Fucking one.
Yeah. Flea market things are too cheesy. I don't know. Nah.
It depends. Because some of them, legit. Most of them, nah.
Yeah, man. Nah. It's like they do it in their backyard and sell it to you.
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, it's a flea market. What do you think?
I'm looking for something really good, like legit.
When you strike it rich, you can go on what's that? Ultimate Antique Hunters, and go out in the country. They'd be finding some crazy stuff. I seen a guy; he found like a original Coca-Cola can, no, original Coca-Cola soda dispensing machine.
Mm-hmm.
I think he restored it, did something crazy, sold it for like $30,000,
really?
$40,000. It was just a soda machine, but it was like old and original, and he didn't actually do much to it. I think he mostly just like washed it. Put a coat of wax on it.
It's crazy. Cleaned it up. Because then collectors, they pay a lot of money for a sign. A sign that says mobile.
Or whatever.
20 years ago. Yep. They what do you call it? Restore it.
Restore it. That's the word.
That's the word.
Yeah.
They restore it and they don't even sell it. They just keep it, in a warehouse somewhere. You know what I mean? But
then I guess later on they'll be like, yo, you want one?
Everybody got their own hobbies, you know? Yep, we out, man. You know where to find us on any social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Spotify.
Yep, anywhere you can get to us, we're there. Ruben Natty, Let It Out Show. Check us out. And when you go to our social media, yo, like it, share it,
follow. Talk about it. Comment.
Yeah. Tell your friends, all right?
But shout out to all y'all out there keeping it real. Thank you.
Thank you to all. And shout out to Rick Sutherland on Sutherland Outdoors. He got a good prize he was talking about.
Yep, he's a top 20 fisherman for the ABA. Congrats, bro.
Congrats, my man. And to Andy, the Southern Dad. He's doing amazing things on Instagram. Follow up. Check him out. All right? Soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Let It Out. Stay tuned for the next, y'all.